Salvate discipuli and salvate omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's. Today is March 31st, 2024. Happy Easter, everybody. Sunday Easter. So with that being said, I'm going to be diving into a lot of etymology derived from, well, anything pertaining to religiosity, evangelicalism. All right, you can at me on that one. Evangelism. There you go. Evangelical. Yeah, well, we can't do evangelicalism. That's not a word. We have things. Well, actually, that is a word. Because I'm going to etymologize it, I think, because now it's in my head. All right, stay tuned. Anything referring to orthodoxy. And, well, we'll get into it. And maybe I'll do a little one-off. I'll talk about, like, Pharaoh, maybe, because that's where we get Lucifer. Lux meaning light. Pharaoh means to carry. That's where we get Lucifer being the light carrier or the light bearer. Essentially, who was Lucifer in the biblical dealio? Well, Lucifer was the light bearer, a.k.a. got cast down from heaven and ended up being Satan. So, with that being said, would really appreciate some support, you guys. Remember, I do have a Ko-fi. Leave me a tip, please, and thank you. You don't have to subscribe to, you know, my Patreon. It's just a little teeny tiny thing. It's like saying, like, yo, Liam, great job putting together this episode. Thank you for giving us this etymology and all that good stuff. You know, it makes me think about those videos where people are like, you know, they approach the counter at like a cafe or something like that. And you know how they have the tablet that flips around and it says like, oh, tip 15, 20, 30% and whatnot. And then you just feel guilty about it. Well, I'm not trying to guilt you or anything like that. But if you're going to pay somebody to get you a black coffee that takes them absolutely zero amount of effort, whereas this takes a lot more effort, then just consider that for me, please. Because your boy here is unemployed because he got fired for, well, as we all have tried to suss out, nobody really understands. You know what? They fired me over inflammatory hashtags that weren't even inflammatory because they took them out of context. They said that I was disparaging the school, which is not the case, even though they didn't approve my time off when I was super, super sick. So if I did happen to hashtag say MA, run me down in the ground, MA kind of ran me pretty much down in the ground. And I think that my coworkers can agree to that because of my schedule that I was given and how it really was not conducive for my lifestyle. The fact that I deal with gut issues like IBS, IBD, the fact that I deal with all these, honestly, the fact that I feel so much better after all this, you know, having to take all these antibiotics. I'm wondering if I had a low grade infection for a long time and I was just busting through it ever since way back in November. Okay, so we're going to do a video, or not a video, well, maybe a video, but we're going to do an episode also just talking about what really happened, because I'm very, you know what, I put myself out there, and I put myself out there on TikTok. Some people tried to take advantage of that. They saw, they wanted to basically, I don't know, people are out to get me. And that's what clearly shown is some people that were out to get me won. Congratulations, y'all. But with that being said, I don't have any, I have nothing, you know, the way in which MA Monument has kicked me to the curb, I don't have any, you know, qualms about telling you guys how stupid this has been. I'm sick of secondary education. I'm sick of being burned like this. So you know what? I'll at them. And I want people to know, because they've done some shady, shady SHIT for a while. And it goes to show why their school isn't growing and why their door is a revolving door of teachers. You know what? Something that you very, very well probably ought to know is when looking for a job, look for the amount of turnover in that job environment. If it's a lot, it's probably toxic. Guess what? The job turnover rate at Monument Academy is a lot, especially in the high school, because the high school administration can't seem to actually create a culture that wants to follow him because nobody respects him, because nobody thinks he actually tells the truth, because he's such a liar all the time, and he speaks in half-truths and speaks like a commercial break, because you got to read the fine print with everything that he has to say after the fact. So, with that being said, stay tuned, because it's going to get meaty. Now, that was kind of gross. But that being said, let's get into some of these words here, riffing off of religiosity and Easter and all that good stuff, because he hath risen. Starting off with our first word here, Easter. Etymologically, the term Easter comes from the Old English word Eastre or Eastra. That's going to be spelled E-A-S-T-R-E or E-O-S-T-R-E, which is believed to have been derived from the name of a pagan goddess actually associated with spring and fertility, oddly enough. So, even though Easter is a very Christian, holiday, in fact, Easter is the Christian holiday commemorating the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, celebrated on Sunday following the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So there was the first full moon last night. That's why I didn't sleep as well, because your boy, I guess, maybe is part werewolf or something like that. I don't know. Just kidding. Resurrection, though, looking at that word, re means back or again, and surrect comes from sureo or Sergeo, rather, which means to surge, really to rise. And then that T-I-O-N is the action of. So the action of rising again is what resurrection means. And that's kind of what it means, right? Because Jesus died, he rose again. The action of that Sunday, 3 days following Good Friday. Religiosity. Religiosity etymologically is derived from the Latin word religiosus. Religiosus and religios, and the suffix iti. Iti, remember, in the English, it's just that suffixification indicating a state or a quality of. All right, so religiosity, the state or quality of religion. But religiosus actually means more of a binding nature. So the action or the state or quality of being bounded together, religios. So religiosity refers to the degree of religious devotion, piety, or adherence to religious beliefs and practices. Looking at adherence, hereo means to stick, and then ad means towards. Adherence means to stick towards or to stick to. And when you adhere to something, you're sticking to it. Orthodoxy, coming from the derived Greek words orthos plus doxa. Orthos, meaning right or correct. This is where you get orthodontist. Dontist meaning teeth, though. So dontist meaning teeth. Orthos meaning right or correct. The right or correct teeth. And what does an orthodontist do? Takes your crooked teeth and makes it upright or correct. And then doxa actually is, funny enough, belief or opinion. This is where you get dogma from. Pertaining to one's opinion or belief. But if orthodoxy together when etymologized really just means the correct opinion. And I think that that's a funny thing, because when thinking about one's opinion is individualized to that particular person. So saying one's opinion is right or correct is almost like, excuse me, it's almost like kind of using language to your own advantage. And that's what the church was very, very good at doing, especially back in the day when they were the only ones that kept all the books in the church and whatnot. So keeping the books in the books. But remember, the Latin word for book is liber. And the noun version, liber, which means book, liber. But adjectival form of liber, libra, librum means freedom, because what do books do? They make us free. It's where we get library, liberation, liberty, liberal. Evangelical will be our next word here, etymologically derived from the Greek words euangelion. I want to say euangelion. I'm going to spell it for you guys. EU, so that EU referring to good, and then angle, A-N-G-E-L, looks like an angel, and then I-O-N. That itself in the Greek means good news or gospel. And the suffix I-C-A-L, it's that Englishification, right? Indicating, relating to, or pertaining to. So pertaining to, good news, is what evangelical refers to in the Greek. Etymologically, evangelical can refer to a Christian Protestant movement, emphasizing kind of personal conversion and faith in Jesus Christ, or it can kind of describe a person or group adhering to such beliefs and practices. So that's where you get evangelical, furthering into evangelicalism, ism indicating a system, belief, or movement. That's the suffixification there with the English there. And I guess, you know, suffixification is like my new word, but that's a word that I'm making. You know, if ain't is in the dictionary, suffixification is going to be in the dictionary too. Definition of evangelicalism is a movement within the Protestant Christian or Christianity realm, which is characterized by an emphasis of that personal conversion that I had mentioned prior. How about Pentecostal? Pentecostal is derived from the Greek words pente plus koste, P-E-N-T-E with a macron over that E, K-O-S-T-E with a macron over that E, meaning fifth, referring to the Jewish festival of the Pentecost, and the suffix A-L indicating or relating to or pertaining to. So it's like the Pentagon, for instance, right? Pentagon. Gonia means angle. Penta means five. So five angled is what Pentagon means. Pentecostal meaning fifth. I've got to look into that one a little bit more. Stay tuned. So I was completely wrong. It doesn't refer to fifth. It refers to 50th. So Pentecostal means 50th. Pertaining to 50th, constituting the number 50 in a sequence, right? 50th, 50 plus the TH. I don't know why I don't know how to read, but sometimes I don't know how to read my own handwriting. I actually hand wrote this one because I was at a coffee shop and I was just doing some work stuff. And I thought that I'd do some etymology stuff for a new podcast here. So there you go with that one. So Pentecostal refers to 50th. And definition refers to the Christian movement emphasizing spiritual gifts, particularly speaking in tongues, associated with the events of Pentecost, as described in the New Testament books of Acts. So, if you didn't know, now you know. So, just because I want to get a little bit more into that Pentecostal, since I kind of messed up the very beginning of that, when referring to the 50th here, it's referring to the 50th day, and then really, well, it well, gosh, I don't know why this is so difficult for me. So it refers to basically the it's the Hellenic name for the Old Testament Feast of Weeks, which is a Jewish harvest festival observed on the 50th day of the Omer. And so Omer is referred to in Leviticus, so you guys can go ahead and refer back to that if you want to. But again, it's an event that commemorates the descendants of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and really all the other followers of Jesus Christ while they were in Jerusalem celebrating those Feast of Weeks. There you go. If you didn't know, now you know. I'm going to stop belaboring that point, though, and move on. Next one that we're going to have here for us is, how about Lucifer? I'm going to start riffing off because I'm actually done with the words that I wanted to do. Lux means light. Pharaoh means to bear or carry in this case. So Lucifer is the light carrier or the light bearer. That's what it means etymologically. And, well, that's who he was. He was the creme de la creme until he kind of got a little too comfortable with his position, looking up at God being like, dude, I want that. I want what you got. And then God's like, nah, that's vain. And in Greek antiquity, we call that hubris, right? Hubris, kind of challenging the nature of the gods. So that's what Lucifer did. And not a good idea, buddy, because guess what ended up happening to you? Cast out of heaven. So that, what other one could we do? How about, all right, I'm looking at all these words that I'd written in my descriptions here, and we already did resurrection, but how about we do catechism? Catechism is derived from the Greek word katechizein, which means to instruct orally, and the suffix ism, again, indicating a system, belief, or practice of. Catechism, etymologically, is the practice of instruction orally, but definition, according to Almighty Google, is a summary of religious doctrine, often in the form of questions and answers, used for instruction, especially in the preparation for confirmation or baptism within the Catholic faith. If you very well know, we have the seven sacraments. You got all the way from being baptized all the way till, you know, there are certain sacraments that you can't really, you know, do unless you actually go into the actual church. Like, I think one of the sacraments is actually being, I forget the names of them. I was raised Catholic though, and I've been confirmed. So I've done all the catechism for a long time. How about liturgy? Liturgy is derived from the Greek word liturgoia. Good God. Spelled L-E-I-T-O-U-R-G-I-A, meaning public service. Or the work of the people, essentially, coming from litos, which means public, plus ergon, which means work. That's where we also get ergon, meaning energy. Energy, en, meaning within. Ergon, meaning to work. So energy is work done within. And that's really what can be done, because it can be potential energy that is converted to kinetic energy. And we are not talking about conceptual physics right now. We are actually talking about religion. So sorry. Liturgy refers to the work of the people, right? Ergon plus litos. Definition refers to the prescribed form of public worship or religious service, especially in Christian traditions. How about sacrament, like I talked about just prior, with confirmation, baptism, reconciliation, marriage? Sacrament comes from the Latin word sacramentum, meaning a solemn oath or a sacred rite, which is possibly derived from sacrare, which is the verb form, meaning to consecrate. So, definition, according to Almighty Google, is a sacrament, is a religious ceremony, or a religious ritual, regarded as an outward and visible sign of inward and spiritual grace, particularly in Christianity. Doctrine. Doctrine is derived from the Latin word doctrina, which means teaching or instructor, from doctor, aka a teacher. Doctrine refers to a set of beliefs or principles taught and maintained by a religious, political, or philosophical group. Almost said physiological. Silly me. It's funny that doctrine is also where we get the word doctor from, because doctor is actually referring to the medical field, whereas religion is very much more the spiritual realm, the more abstract form of the very much cut and dry, physical oriented medicine, science. Epiphany. Epiphany comes from the Greek words epiphania, which is actually pulled apart, meaning epi upon and phainin, which means to show, epi plus phainin, to show upon, essentially refers to a manifestation or an appearance. That's what an epiphany is. An epiphany is sometimes, you know, you get manifested it from out of the blue. You have an epiphany and you're like, oh, yes. Hopefully it's not at 2 o'clock in the morning and waking you up from your deep sleep and having that epiphany. But sometimes that happens. Let's do one more. Redemption. Derived from the Latin word redemptio, meaning a buying back. So, dempt, buying, re, back. It comes from the Latin word and verb redimere, which means to buy back. It's funny because when spelt, it says re plus dimere. So you get the word dime in there. I don't know if that's just me looking into the word a little bit too much, but redemption refers to the act of saving or delivering from sin, evil, or suffering, particularly in Christian theology, through the atonement of Jesus Christ. So if you didn't know, now you know. Hope you learned something new. We're going to leave it there. But again, consider tippage. Consider supporting me in any way, shape, or form. Go to my TikTok. Look at my showcase. Buy any of those things that I am showcasing, of which, like, some of all of them are really cool. The only reason why I vet those products is because I believe in them, I support them. And you guys, you have no idea actually the amount of products these people are trying to. The TikTok shop is honestly, I'm just doing it because they send me free stuff and then I just got to make a video and then maybe I get a commission. But also, like, the hair caviar is really rocking awesome, especially for my hair. The Frizz Life water faucet, I've been able to fix it so that it's not leaking, even though my janky sink is just like so old. I was like, I thought it was just going to have that little leak, but I was able to finagle it and mess around with it. That thing is so clutch, especially because I don't have a dishwasher. So I have to do all my dishwashing by hand. So, and it's just so versatile. Look it up, check it out if you follow me on TikTok. And then anything and everything that I promote, like the Gut Guardian, like if Liam 64728, get $10 off if you go to their website, buy Gut Guardian. You guys know me, I'm always trying to up my health, physical, mental, emotional, all of it. So consider that. Consider any way to support me right now, because right now it's been a really confusing time. And it's, yeah. So thank you guys. Gratitude, as always. Take care. Tempus est discedere.